suits, ladies and gentlemen.
Class on Sunday and Monday, that's it.
Sunday, Monday. That's and that's going to be, I'm not going to class, but we're meeting up, there's going to be classes.
It's going to be a class, but not this class.
Until, what's the main
class? Monday, Tuesday, and Shlomo Shnissan. Until, for like 3.5 weeks, until Chav Zayin, which is really April 27th, the same day as English and Hebrew. Chav Zayin means Sunday. The Sunday before Shlomo.
It goes Sunday, the
27th? Yeah. We're starting the 27th.
When does it end?
When does it end? Sunday.
Sunday. Sunday.
I'm coming back Sunday the 27th.
I'm
coming back Sunday the 27th. April 27th.
Yeah, will there be any classes, any shiurim at all?
Because we shiur for this next 10 days.
Nothing like
Pesach,
no?
Not Pesach.
Yes or no?
We're gonna do it. It's posted right here.
Posted. I don't know. Right. He said the next 10 days will be classes for 10 more.
No, but after between
Pesach and no, until that there's no. No.
We're interested in learning Ben's manners.
No, they're going to have classes here from 10 to 1. There's a song.
When? When?
Here.
Here.
Next 10 days, the first 10 days of May, until Pesach, almost 3 classes here, 10 to 1.
Did you make it?
No, Michal, Michal Gosheski. Michal, Michal Gosheski.
Here, here you go.
What?
It's a good idea.
That's why you're always prepared.
What is it? Pastor Joseph also.
It's ready, 11:26.
Does anyone need a schedule for Bengus Mon?
Bengus Mon.
Oh.
It's an April.
Bengus Mon, I just
think. Why don't we do it after 39?
Give one to this guy.
Let's
start
this year.
Okay, fine. So we're going to try to start this year. We're going to try to make some headway over here.
Yeah. Joseph, actually, you got to write that. Can you please give it to him?
Shut up. Everybody, we'll learn more together. Fine. Hashem's help. We're going to try to get through this as much as tomorrow as we can. Fine. Let's start. We're going to back up again to the Amar Rebbe because it's one big flow. Waiting for anybody else? Everybody's here? Fine. The Amar Rebbe. Let's go now. We're going again 11 lines from where the lines get. Why is the Amar Rebbe? We're going to go back again just to get into it. Make it kishmak. Maybe we'll even understand. The Amar Rebbe. Oh, also we have to see. I didn't see Rashi's yet. Any Rashi on this Gemara? Okay. Rebbe Yonah, are you with us? Hey. Hey, I'm an Aleph. Misachas Makos. Rebiaka, what happened to the broadcasting?
It's on.
Fine. We're holding on. Holding on to Hey Amud Aleph. Sachas Makos, Hey Amud Aleph. 11 lines from where the lines get wide. Va'amar Rav. Fine. Va'amar Rav. Bo Shnayim, two people come. The first group of eight, group number one. Va'amar, they say the following. Bechad v'Shabbat, on the first day of the week, meaning Sunday. Harak Pleini Yasad Nefesh. Plenty killed somebody. You remember on Sunday, they said, plenty killed somebody. That's group number one. Bosh, Nayim, group number two comes. Amru, another two Adim come. Amru, they say, Madhua, you said they were with us, Bechavish Batam. Say, no, these guys were with us on Sunday. However, the story is true. Rather, betray Bishabata, Harak Plenty Asa Nefesh. But the story is true, but it really happened on Monday. So we're going to say soon in the Gemara, the halacha is that these Edom still get killed as Edom Zarim. Even though the story was really true, since...
I didn't say the
Gemara is going to explain it in a minute.
But can I ask you a question?
One second, let's flow here. So again, so the Gemara is saying over here, that even though we're killing the person who they're accusing, so the person who they're accusing really it does deserve to get dead, deserve to die, because Reuben really kills Shimon. But since it happened on Monday, and not on the day that they said, they're Edom Zomim. That's first of all. Then we're saying not only that, even if the second set of Edom said that on Friday, plenty killed the nefesh. These the Edom Zomim. Behold, they get killed. Why? They be inna the kamisadi. Because in the time of their edus, gabra la bar katalu, this person was not chayiv to get killed. So again, Tuesday morning, two edim come to Bestin, group number one. Good? Bright Tuesday morning. Group number one comes to Bestin and says on Tuesday morning that Reuven killed Shimon. Tuesday morning. Good? 10 a.m. Tuesday morning. Now right now, in Bestin, is Reuven chayiv a death penalty right now?
Not yet.
Not yet. So if they're accusing him, and the story never happened, they're Edom Zomim. Even though at 11 o'clock, group two of Edom come and say that Reuven killed Shimon on Monday, doesn't matter. Because at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m., dude, 10 a.m., this guy, the Reuven, was a Chai Misa. So they're taking a person who invests in his books is innocent and making him Chai Misa, making him Chai of death. So therefore, we do Kasher Zaman. What they plan to do, we do to them. Okay. Since the best in his books. Now, even, that's the first case. And even in a case where, that technically speaking, at the time of their Eidos, even when they came Tuesday morning, and they were saying Eidos, that Reuben killed Shimon on Sunday. The second group said, no, Reuben killed Shimon on Friday, which comes out that technically speaking, in the world, not really in best in his books, there was a Chiyah Misa, even at that time. They're kind of the best they're saying, on what's their Eidos? What are they trying to say? They're saying, Reuben killed Shimon on Monday morning, on Sunday morning. Which means what? They're trying to say, Reuben, in other words, is Chaya Misa. But Reuben is Chaya Misa, that's what it means. Now, comes out that this guy anyway was Chaya Misa because he really killed Shimon on Friday. So even though it's not a best, but since it's not a best in books, therefore it's not a problem.
I understood it like this. That there, by their testimony, if the other witnesses wouldn't have came, please don't do that. Their testimony, if the other witnesses wouldn't have came, if the ones that are going to eventually come to zombify them wouldn't have came, their testimony is jumping the gun. In the first case, they're basically, they would be killing this guy on Sunday as opposed to on Monday. So there, the guy for sure is alive.
Right.
Now, even in the case where their testimony comes on Friday, right? Their testimony is on Sunday, and this guy killed on Friday, where it's ex post facto, right? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. It comes afterwards.
And so then, oh.
even then, they're still hives.
Right, understand. And so
in the first case, it's obvious. Why? Because because of their testimony, this guy is going to get killed earlier than he's supposed to get killed if the other guys came. In the second case, it's not so obvious. Because this guy's going to get killed later than he's supposed to get killed.
It's still in the basic world.
But
right.
It's like looking at what time the testimony is jumping in.
That's what the Gemara is looking at a little bit like that. It's true, that's what the Gemara is doing.
Yeah, we learn a little bit different according to Rashi. What's the kasher?
I can see Rashi in a second.
What's the kasherism of the Adam planning? Even though at the end of the day, in reality, he became a Bar Katala, when they made testimony, he wasn't a Bar Katala. Meaning, what does that mean? That the person, even though he became murderer, he could have admitted the fact that he murdered and got out of it. So therefore, what do they try to do, Lamaisa? They tried to kill him on Monday, but he could have lived to see his wife on Wednesday because he would have admitted it and he wouldn't have died. So therefore, they tried to kill somebody who definitely wouldn't have died. So they tried to kill his wife. They tried to take his life, even though he for sure wouldn't have died. He wouldn't have died. There's a chance he wouldn't have died.
Right, but
I'm just telling you, look at the time frame.
The best thing wouldn't have killed him, but as soon as he walked out, he'd probably be hit by a Mack truck or something like that.
A Mack truck.
No, if he admitted that the halacha is that you don't die, that's
no, Hashem takes over.
Let's go further over here.
Most of everything in Marcus is, he asked if it comes from Shemayim.
Okay, good. Fine. So now, what's the egret? We're learning Rashi here. We're learning Rashi. There's other pshat. Rashi. Right now, we're trying to learn Rashi.
We're not
passing. I'm going to say it in Rashi. We didn't read Rashi.
Okay.
Let's see this Rashi. Everybody's learning
this Rashi.
Everyone's having a hard time with Rashi. Fine. If it's that, everyone should argue with Chavrusha afterwards. Okay. Or before. Oh, before. Fine. Let's go. So again, so what's our main chiddush in this gemara? The gemara is saying, why don't they get killed? What's the main punchline? Why do they yes get killed? The inim because the beinna the kamisahadi at the time that they are misahadi that they are saying testimony. Gabra, this person, Mr. Reuven, lav, he's not bar katalahu, he's not a son of death. I mean, he's not a dead man in Bestin's records. So therefore, you're taking someone who's innocent in Bestin's books, and you're making him chayim misa. That's the gemara. That's the gemara's chiddush.
What are people aiming? Because there wasn't
a Gemara
Din, was there?
Yeah, final
sense here. Sintu was this guy, if someone came to Bestin and he said, this, telling Bestin, this guy is Chai Misa now, in Bestin's books, he was never Chai Misa as of my age. When this guy came at 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning, was Mr. Reuven Chai Misa in Bestin's books? They don't know anything about this guy, Reuven.
After the testimony?
The first testimony came at 10 a.m., Sunday morning. So before they came in. Is there any in Bethlehem's records? Is Reuven Chai Misa?
No,
before they no. So their Edus came, their testimony came, and gave put a Misa penalty on it. They ate him afterwards, made him Chai Misa anyway because of Monday. Fine, but at that time, 10 a.m., when the first group came in, they're taking an innocent guy in Bethlehem's books at least, and gives the Chalish, even though he had a noose around his neck, technically speaking. Since in Bethlehem's books, he wasn't going to get killed. That's what we view, that's what we look at. But the Gemara's Chalish is that so it's going to come, we're killing two people. We're going to kill the guy who's accused. We're killing Reuven because of the second group of Edom. We're also going to kill the Edom Zayim in here. That's the Chiddush of Gemara. Oh, we're killing, ending up killing both. We're killing three people.
Three for the price of one.
Three for the price of the three. Fine. Good. So now let's see Rashi. Everyone wants to understand Rashi. Rashi said over here. What is this Rashi?
Which Rashi?
Vela'ai. After the Wakam Lepach. Which Rashi?
About halfway down.
Meaning, what do we say? This is our Gemara. Afilu Amru. You have to read the heading a lot of times with the Rashi. You have to read the heading like this one. Sometimes you have to read the heading with Rashi. V'la'ayid el afilu Amru ha-mezimin. Even if the mezimin, which means the people who are doing the Edom Zayim, meaning group number two, said that be'erev Shabbos hargu, that really Reuven killed Shimon on erev Shabbos on Friday, which means shekdimu that they preceded chayvasa his obligation and his like debt, they Reuven's debt for killing more than the first day. The first witnesses say it happened on Sunday morning. So even if these guys say it happened on Friday morning, still the halacha is haray elu hazamin harug, and these zayim get killed. But loyamin, and we do not say begavra k'tili asud that they're testifying on a dead man, because since in Bestin's records he's not yet a dead man, you're testifying on a live man. Even though, technically speaking, this guy really has a chiyah misa around his, he has a noose around his neck. Still, what? Still, since it's best in books, it's not like that. That's what we're focusing on. Because we're saying now, this is what we said last time. Halal kasher zavim is in the world of best in. We're not in the world of theoretical world. We're in the world of best in. Kasher zavim means what you plan on doing to this guy in best in, we should do to you. So if in best in's records, this guy's innocent, so you want to take a guy who's innocent in best in's records and making him guilty, so that will do to you. You're innocent in Bestin's records. We'll kill you two Adam, you Adam Zayim. That's the Allah. So Allah.
A few times we see that we kill the victim and we kill.
Right, and the Zayim. Oh, saying, Hare Elu, Hazomim, these people, the Adam Zayim, Naharagin, they also get killed.
Right.
The law, I mean, we do not say the Gavra and a man, Katila, who was already killed, Ashud, they're saying testimony. Meaning, we're not saying since this guy really killed somebody already, we don't say that you're killing a dead man. Because since it's best in books, Reuven is not.
What's us for it?
Testifying.
Is he saying, is Rashi using the Gavra Katila here as Kilu Bagatella?
Yeah, same thing.
The same
Sahadi. Word. The word's Sahadi.
Yeah, he's saying, you might view it since the guy's noose around his neck.
But he doesn't use Bagatella, he used Gavra Katila.
That's the same thing. Right, so son of death. A man of death. Yeah, we're saying a person who's dead.
We don't view it that you're testifying on a dead man. How do we view it? We won't be in Bestin's world. Until a person is a dead man in Bestin, we consider him alive. So if you testified against someone who's alive in Bestin's records, they have no death penalty against him. If you're trying to kill someone in Bestin, an innocent person.
Whether or not your testimony would have been the testimony
anyway,
that forced him to get killed, or a later testimony would have forced him to get killed.
But anyway,
either way.
Good. Right. Fine. So my timing. Here's an interesting Rashi that all the Rishonim don't understand. They were in the Kamisadi because at the time when you said your Eidos, which means when, Shabbo Yom Shlishi, when they came on Tuesday, let's say we said Tuesday morning, we said for example 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. When this first group of Eidim came on Tuesday, the third day of the week, Lahayid Alav, to say Eidos on him, on Reuven, Akati still, Gabra, this person, Mr. Reuven, the murderer guy, Lav Bar Katal, he's not a son of death, he's not yet a dead man. Why? Shaloi Huad Alav Ebestin, no one ever said testimony on him in Bestin, so in Bestin's records, he's not a dead man. So now Rashi says even more than they say, he's not even a dead man at Abestin's record. He's not a dead man. You don't look at him like he has a noose around his neck. Why? Because the Ilu have a Asi. If he would have came with Maida and admitted, if Reuven killed Shimon, then he admits it. Here's Rashi's huge chiddush, have a mifter. He'll be potter, he'll be off the hook. Rashi says, if Reuven kills somebody with Edom and Asura, and they say, we'll warn you, don't kill him, he kills him. And then he says, oh my goodness, what I do? He goes running to Abestin. He says, I'm guilty. If you plead guilty, Rashi says, you're off the hook. We don't kill you. That's Rashi's chiddush. None of the Rishonim understand what he's talking about. All the Rishonim scream at him. I don't know. I didn't go into it enough. I just saw the places. Oh. I didn't look into it. No, the old Rishonim go crazy in Rashi. Which Rashi? They don't understand Rashi. Rashi learned that that's the
Gemara. What are they saying?
Rashi over here. Rashi made Gabra La Bar Katila.
Even after the fact,
right. If Reuven killed Shimon, Edom told him, don't kill Shimon, and he went and killed him. So really, we know the halacha, as the Torah says, someone who kills somebody else, they're chayim, so we kill them. Come Rashi, it says from our Gemara, he understands that our Gemara means that if he goes and he sits to Bestin and he says he pleads guilty, he's off the hook. We don't kill him.
After the
what?
Like
that's not Rav. That's sure not Rav's chiddush. That's not Rav's chiddush. Rav's chiddush is not. It's not Rav's chiddush. Rav's chiddush is the other halacha. He's saying Rav can't say such a thing. You can't say it's not Rav's halacha. The Rav can't tell you.
Then who is saying this besides Rashi?
No, all the other Rishonim argue on Rashi.
Before the two other witnesses came?
Before the other two witnesses, before anybody
yeah,
came.
Of course.
Before even the first group came.
There's no two guys that can witness him kill the person?
No, two witnesses saw him kill. They warned, they said,
yeah, they say something. He said, no, I killed him on Monday.
No, nothing happened yet. Let's say a case like this. So let's say.
Okay. When he comes and they say, I killed him.
Is everyone okay?
It's not funny.
When he says, I killed him on Monday,
yeah.
Witness comes here on Sunday. He says, no, I killed him on Monday. So we split. You have no witnesses.
No, we have witnesses. We have witnesses. They come
but
after.
They say on Sunday.
But, yeah, but he agreed. He already admitted it first. We have witnesses. Rashi is saying in a case like this, two witnesses tell a guy, don't kill Mr. Reuven, don't kill Shimon. He goes and kills him anyway. He takes out his gun, he kills him. And before these eight of them go to Bestin, he runs there first and he says, please kill him. Rashi says he's off the hook. We don't kill him. That's what Rashi says.
And what does everyone else say?
No, it says he's off the hook.
Wait a minute. That's just in a case where a person comes to Beit Din and admits to a crime,
admits
to murder. We're saying
that
he doesn't get
killed. Right, and that's not correct. No, the other Rishonim don't agree. You don't admitting doesn't help you. There's no thing with Chuva and Best. All the Gemara says there's no thing with Chuva and Best. If you're Chai, meets you're Chai. There's no thing with Chuva and Best.
You're offering Knas and Mamon. So it's not such a...
What about a case where nobody knows the guy's a murderer?
Even if there is Aiden, Rashi says
no Aiden. A guy comes out of the blue and says, I killed someone.
Rashi said the Bestin can't kill. Anyway, Bestin can't kill him. Bidei Shemayim. Yeah, the guy, roommate kills Shimon, he's Chaim, he's Bidei Shemayim. No one saw. They'll make him kill someone B'Shegin, they'll send him to Ari Mechon. Yes, you can't get away with it. But if someone admits it, then Bestin is not allowed to kill him. That's Rashi.
Right.
You don't get off the hook. That's a Chiddush.
That's a Chiddush.
What if you so two Aiden warn a guy? Don't Reuven, don't kill Shimon. Right?
Get the Aiden warning me.
No, because I basically know that's what
the Beis Din don't know that yet. No one knows.
Yeah,
I look into Beis Din and
fine,
I say
they'll come
that.
Afterwards. They'll come afterwards. Let's say. I mean, halacha is if Beis Din has a right, Beis Din can't kill this guy. Let's say the next day two Aiden come, Beis Din can't kill him.
But who
cares? No such thing. You admit it. So now let's say in a regular court, some guy kills someone, shoots someone else, right? And then he comes the next day, he admits
it.
Very nice. So block him up. Who cares if he admits it? Rashi says, Bestin in this world, if the guy admitted it first and we know about it before the Edom told us, if Bestin has a knowledge from this person, Bestin down here has no right to kill him. In Shemayim, he's going to take care of him. Read Rashi again. My time. What was Rashi? No, but Monday we know this is such a halacha. Fine, by money we know such a halacha. By money, it's all nothing. It's a chiddush, it's a nefashim. Yeah, so what does that mean? Nachon, but it's still a chiddush. No one.
Yeah, we didn't even get that.
So let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi, let's see. I'm reading the Rashi again. My time. Rashi, my time. Who is that? Take a deep breath. Rashi, my time. My time. The Beidah Kamisadi. My time, huh? Well, I'm reading Rashi now. The Be'idna, at the time, the Kamasadi, when he said the Eidos, which means what? Kshabau Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. When it comes Tuesday of the week, the third day of the week, Lahed Olav, and these people are saying Eidos on him. Akati still Gavra Lav Bar Katal. He's a man, meaning Reuben is a man who's not a son of death. Why?
First, he doesn't have the capital punishment.
Shaloi Huad Olav. First of all, no one ever said Eidos, no one testified him in Besti. Right? And
what? Before. Not
there. Bibestin, investin. I'm just reading everybody. No one ever said Eidos, I'm investin. Bibestin. The Ilu, and what? The Ilu, and if Hava Asi, he would come. Umayde, and he would admit it. That he would admit that he killed somebody. Have a Mifter, he'll be Potter. And Bastin can't kill him. Nimtza, so it comes out. Shehain, these Eidims, the Eidim Zayimimim, Hayu Machayv, the Misa, they're making him Chayv, a death penalty. As me, someone who she'ina ra, he's not fit lamos to die right now. Because either way, the fact Edom are going to come in, Edom didn't come yet. As in Edom didn't come yet, but before.
It's really weird. Why does Rashi come to say that? Rashi could have.
No, because I'll tell you why.
Rashi could have left that out and said these guys are making him chayv misa.
Yeah, but I'll tell you why. But he's chayv misa anyway. Rashi's bought like this. This guy chayv misa. He has a noose around his neck. He doesn't want to understand the Gemara. Rashi doesn't understand the Gemara. This guy has a noose around his neck right now because he killed somebody. So no, I'm killing a dead man because who cares in the world of Rashi's father? Who cares in the world of best and not in the world of best? Well, I said the Gemara cares about the world of best. Right. Rashi doesn't like that. Rashi himself.
But Rashi's kasha is there's a logical kasha or something. Because if he could have got off the hook if he admitted it, then he could have not died.
I know, but you could always say the other way around. You could always say that. Nobody would have come to testify.
That's also that's what Rashi's saying. It could be if no one would come to testify.
He doesn't need to go through this whole thing of that he's off the hook from Potter from being me. Actually, nobody can come to testify.
I thought he wants to be even out of the world of Besin. He's saying even more than that. Lamaisa in the halacha cleans. This guy have a noose around his neck yet. So I'm basically killing a guy who's basically dead.
That's assuming somebody's going to come and testify.
You say why is Rashi to say that?
They came in our case. They did come to testify against him.
So in our case,
right.
We're saying even after we know the whole story, you killed someone. You killed someone who was not a dead man.
They
used
the opportunity for him to go to the base and admit what he did.
Nachon.
That's
how Rashi's mark. So you basically killed him. He could have been admitted and lived through the whole story and kept shooting more people. I don't know. This guy could have lived through the whole story. So you guys, when you came and testified against him, and you were lying, you first said of Aiden, you guys were killing a guy. As of today, he could still be live, even in the world of Besti. Even in best of the world,
killed,
he could have got out of it. Meaning, he could have untied the noose that was around his neck.
Yeah.
Right, he killed the noose around his neck.
Time is the second part. King.
Yeah, he has time to. Yeah, he could have been the second time. But Rashi said that's Rashi.
They're murderers as much as he is.
That's what.
I'm fine. So exactly. Kill all of them. At the end of the day, we're killing everybody. Yeah, I'm going to kill all of them.
So
what is everyone else saying?
That's all of
fine. It makes sense. No, all of them are arguing Rashi.
So what are the other arguments? What are they saying?
No, Taisa has a different shot in the Gemara. He just said he told that statement is not true. He's not true. He told us no such halacha. The other Rishonim didn't say. He has a different shot in the Gemara. Did. But the shot, the thing is that they say it's not true. They say this statement, the Rashi, they argue, they say that they don't know where Rashi got it from.
Right.
He said it's not true. There's no such thing. There's no such thing in, because I'll tell you, in Dina Mamanis and Mamanis, there's different times you can admit it works out, this and that. In the Fashos, when it's dealing with life and death, we never find such a thing. You kill somebody, you admit it. No such thing. Every guy's going to shoot a guy and run to best and admit it. It's you just shooting people. And that, okay, it should, meaning if the guy's not afraid of Shemayim, he's just afraid of like best in these courts, right? Of course, it's Shemayim, the guy's still going to have to pay for it, but at least these courts, if you admitted it, best doesn't have the power to go against you. Fine. According to Rashi,
it's not taking it from the end of the study, which is also a case of Knas. also the case of Knas, so because he can admit it there, so he's not saying that's going to
be true.
So
that's the sound
he holds. It's like the sound he does in the Gemara. I don't know if that's...
So where's he coming from that? I mean, where's he getting ready?
Because I'll just read Tyson's over here, but Vinny, Tyson on the left side, Tyson's the Be'idna. If you look at Tyson's the Be'idna on the left side, the second Tyson on the page, just read at least this question over here, if you see it inside. Tyson says the Be'idna. The Be'idna, the Ashidu, right, that means at the time that they testified these Edim, it's interesting, he has a little different gears than us, fine. The Be'idna, the Ashidu Edim, Lav Bar Katalu, is not a son of death. Pehe means Pirish HaKuntris. Kush is always like means like the one who wrote on the side of the Gemara, which is Rashi. Mishum, because the E have a Maida, if he would have agreed, if the killer would have agreed, admitted, Miftar, he would be Pater.
There's a quote from the Rashi.
Pirusha Kuntris, just quote the Rashi. Pirusha Kuntris. What?
Rashi
said, Mishum, the have a Maida, Miftar. That's what Rashi said. Those are the words of Rashi.
What? He
doesn't quote word for word. He's not quoting word for word. He's saying what Rashi said. Oh, it's a below Nira. It doesn't seem to me. The Zed limits you. This we never found. And that you can admit it. The Imkain, if so. Kol Chai Vimisa's Bestin. Anytime Chon's Chai Misa in Bestin. Yachalohaitis. You can just admit it. But lift their Atzma and make himself Potter. Therefore, he doesn't like Tepshah. He says, no Subshah. Doesn't make sense. There's no such halacha, he says. Doesn't know where Rashi got it from. That's Tyson's pshat.
And what did those say?
They have a new pshat in the Gemara, what it means. Everybody wants to see Tyson's pshat, it's Tyson's pshat. What's Tyson's pshat? Has he learned the Gemara? Vinir Lefarish. It seems he wants to explain. What does it mean, love? What does our Gemara mean, that love, Barakatal? He wasn't a son of death yet. Reuben wasn't dead yet. Pirush, what's the explanation? It means, Kaidim Shenig Mar Dinayu. The Shema, this is Tzvi's pshat. The Shema Loya Vayu Eidim. We're not saying that he could admit it and get off the hook. We're saying this is what Tzvi wants. See, Tyson says Yipshat. That maybe no peer of Eidim will ever come to testify against this guy. What happened?
Didn't they come to testify?
But before this happened, at the time of their Eidos, this guy wasn't dead. Everything's time oriented.
Right.
At the time on Sunday morning, on Tuesday morning, 10 a.m., right now, it could be, as far as Bestin is concerned, in the world of Bestin, no other group of Eidim will ever testify. I mean, no one else saw this story.
Right. So then before we know they testified, at that time they could have not came, so therefore they're killing somebody who could have potentially not died.
Right. Not because they couldn't admit it, because it could have been no one would ever testify.
At that moment, they're killing a live guy. They don't know if somebody's going to come and not come.
At that time, you didn't know.
What's over me? Do like they planned at this moment. They're the only ones planning to kill this guy. Nobody else came yet.
And according to their...
So that's the thing. But they don't care. It's still a good thing.
If he confesses on his own, it's too bad. Without Aiden.
We'll find out later.
No, we don't kill him, but we need Aiden
really
to kill him. We need
Aiden.
Fine.
There
has to be a test.
It's going to be later.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
It's
a club.
But
Aiden's on
him. Right. That's not their.
Right. At that moment, he's trying to kill him.
The second guy that comes. So again, we're saying that.
Well, maybe they really know he's Chayev as far as they're concerned, but they're making up the story because they feel he recently should be knocked off. But they don't have the real Aiden. So therefore, they can't get away with it. Even they're not so wicked.
Why
not? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not.
They are so wicked.
Not. Maybe.
Yeah, they're
being
they're
fine. They're
so that's
trying to turn the law, take the law into their own hands, even though it's not correct. That's what they're doing. That's their mistake.
So good. Oh, good. So now, so that's the Tezza's guy. So again, Tezza is saying, why are they killing a guy? I mean, two Aiden come and they say, Reuben killed Shimon on Sunday. Then another two Aiden come and say, no, it was on Monday. Why the first Aiden killing a live guy? Because, technically speaking, the Aiden who is coming at 10 a.m. on Sunday, on Tuesday, they don't know if the second group's ever going to come. So as of now, invest in this guy, he's still a live guy. Not because he could get out of it, because he could get the news around it by admitting. Stop, because it could be no Aiden will ever testify against this guy and finish. That's why he'll be off the hook. So you took a guy who has a noose around his neck, that's according to Tysus, and because technically he has a noose around his neck, Aiden could come and go against him, right? And you're killing a lot. According to Rashi, you're taking a guy who has no noose around his neck. By the fact that he admitted it, he's totally innocent, that he's off the hook. So you came and testified against the guy who's totally innocent.
Same thing here.
No, now we're saying different. According to those facts, he still has.
You are the noose.
No, according to he has because he killed somebody, but just they ate him if the cop like, stole the noose.
They don't know that yet. According to those facts, you guys
are putting it up.
Nobody's followed them yet.
Yeah.
You don't know anything. You guys are the noose.
Even though I say he did.
Fine, it's the same point. It's fine, good.
Even if I said they had a mitzvah, they didn't know that. So,
that's what I was saying. So you guys are like making the whole thing. So until you, then you put it on
the
roof.
So they're the noose.
So
same thing as Rashi,
the
Meister comes out.
It's different. Same thing, different. Because they don't like Rashi's whole shot. They don't like Rashi said.
Does
that
make sense?
Fine. Baruch Hashem. So that was Rashi and Tyson. So we got everybody excited a little bit.
I mean, you could have a case where they, like, say you have all these 18, but they're all possible for one reason or another, and they can't testify. And these other two guys said, we know this guy's really a wicked guy, and we believe you guys, but we can't testify that it happened on that day because we were at a party somewhere else. So we're going to move it ahead a day, but nobody knew what we really were. But they didn't know there were two other guys who did know
it. Because it's fine. Yeah. Wait, so let's try to go inside now. Everything he says is another shot also. I read the first thing, he says another second shot. It's a swap shot. He's a second shot also. Fine for now. Why? When you learn Chavis, you'll ask the Chavis. I don't know why. I didn't go through it. I didn't learn really. No, it's a good question. Every time it's two shot, it means something a little deeper with one. But I don't know. Fine. Baruch Hashem, that's Rashi and Tezit Shah, and this is Sukkot, the beginning of Sukkot. Now, here comes our Gemara, Maika Mashmala. What's your Chiddush? I mean, Rav wants to say this is the whole Chiddush. What's your Chiddush? I mean, you're coming at the other scenario where you're killing the Reuven, the killer, the official killer, and you're also killing the Edom Zayimim. It's interesting. Usually, you kill the Edom Zayimim, you do to punish the Edom Zayimim because the accused person is really innocent. Correct? In a normal case of Edom Zayimim, what happened? In a normal case, two Edom come in and say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. In a normal case, two Edom come and say, no, you with us somewhere else. So what happens usually?
Kill the zone, you've been at the victim.
Kill the zone. The victim.
That's not somebody
usually, the halacha is that what comes out is the guy, one guy's off the hook, right? The guy who's officially who's accused, the original guy, Mr. Reuven, is off the hook because he's innocent. And you only kill the Edom zone. Here we have a case that even though the accused guy was really guilty, you're killing him and you're also killing the Edom Zayimim. So coming out, you're killing two sets of people. What's the Chiddush? The Af Al Gav, that even though the Iu Miktil, that he is getting killed, meaning Reuben's getting killed, Inu Miktili, they're also getting killed. Rashi says, what's your Chiddush that you kill both parties? It's possible to kill Edom Zayimim and kill them. I think the other we'll learned later on. That's a Rashi's
idea. But that's a much, much more line. What are you coming to teach me over here? Not that you can kill both parties.
Yeah, because I already learned
that. Line, so you already learned
that what?
That you kill both parties.
Right.
Or you can say Mike Mashmalan. Right. Or you can say Mike Mashmalan. You already learned that you, in this type of case where there's no Gemara did, you kill the Zomer and the other guy.
It's the same thing.
Right?
Yeah. Go. That's what I'm saying. Same thing.
Meaning, I'm sure you didn't get to the Gemara yet.
What's your Chiddush over here? In the scenario that you could kill both people, you're saying God, I'm saying the same thing. You're saying the same thing. I'm agreeing with you. Again, so Maika Mashmalon. What are you coming to teach me that you're telling me that it's possible to have a case that in this scenario you're killing the Edom Zomin and you're also killing the original accused guy?
Why are you saying it like that?
Because that's a Rashi. That's a Rashi. Read Rashi. Mike Mashmalon. The Afa Gav, the Iu Mikdal, even though he gets killed, Inu Mikdal, they still get killed. I mean, that's the Chiddush here. Our whole Chiddush is that the original guy wasn't innocent. You're killing the Edom Zomin because you're telling me even though the other guy really wasn't innocent. Their testimony wasn't false. I mean, what was the Chiddush of Gemara? Usually, Edom Zayimim is the Edom Zayimim are lying because this guy is 100% innocent. They're saying a testimony which is a lie. Our Gemara is saying Chiddush that doesn't have to be the case. The case could be that it's not a lie, and their Edus is they're saying testimony a guilty person, but still will kill them because they didn't see the Edus. Not because their testimony is wrong, not because the other person is innocent, because they are saying a false testimony. That's a rash saying. So, my question, Tinyana, we already learned it. Where do we learn it? Let's try to see this thing. Where do we learn it? Tinyana, we learned it. Where do we learn it?
We're teaching this Chiddush. Tinyana, we learned this Chiddush in the Mishnah coming up.
Tinyana, we learned it in the Mishnah later on. What does the Mishnah say? Levirach, therefore. Nimtza achas mehen zememes. Hu behein neherogin. Vashniya ptura. It's a Mishnah later. It says, if you find one of the groups Edom Zememes, so the killer and the Edom Zayimim get killed, and the second group is Potter. I mean, what's the story over there? What was the story in that Gemara over there? In the Mishnah Navav, right? You have two guys in the middle of, right? You have Reuben killed Shimon in the middle on. You look out the window, you see Reuben killed Shimon, right? You have two people, two opposite ends of a road. One guy here, one guy here, right? They can't see each other. The road curves, right? These guys, it's too far, they can't see each other. They see a guy in the middle, Reuben kills Shimon, right? Two Aiden, you see Reuben kills Shimon. What's the story here? We have a guy that end of the street, that end of Kvi Shachar, and this end of Kvi Shachar, and they both say we saw Reuben kill Shimon. But they can't see each other. And then what happens? One of the groups become Edom Zayamim. What's the halacha? Halacha is that one group of Edom we believe. So the group of Edom on the east side of the road who said we saw Reuben kill Shimon, we believe them, right? And therefore we'll kill Reuben. But the other group became Edom Zayamim. So we have a scenario where you'll kill the Edom Zayamim. Now you'll also kill the guys being accused. Fine, we'll go over this tomorrow. Tomorrow we really want to try to get down to the bottom of the Amud. We really want to try to start share right on time. At 11:15, we really want to try to get down to the end of the
Tillus
Tudas.
Just repeat that, Rashi,
Mike Mashmalak. Mike, what's your Chiddush?
Right.
The Af Al-Gav, that even though the Iu Mikdal, that he gets killed, meaning that Mr. Reuben gets killed, that Inu Mikdali, that they also get killed.
Right.
I didn't know, we learned it in Masisi, we learned it in the Mishnah Perkin. I didn't read the rest yet. Right, by Schneimer, Yisrael Mechalei Zeh. We already learned this Chiddush in the Mishnah later.
Right.
That's that Rashi. It's
not saying that the Hiddush was... He's saying that the Hiddush was that this guy gets killed and this guy gets killed?
I mean, it's because of what you're saying. You understand why. Even though he gets killed,
right.
And he was really guilty, the original Reuben, Mr. Reuben, is really guilty, that still you say that you kill the two witnesses. Meaning
right.
The two witnesses... That way, we learned this. How this chiddush from a Mishnah later on.
So it's not
going
to
do.
Okay.
Even though he dies, they die. But you already told us that later on.